Kiravosei good moid, hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavam's daf Mem Aleph. I hope the Seder or the Snorim were meaningful and tremendously uplifting, as they should be. And Mitzvah Shem will be able to carry the holiness of the first days of Yontem of the Seder through Chol HaMoed, and through the last days, and through Sviyas Omer, to Kabbalah Satorah. Right, always an exciting Kabbalah Satorah when you have the daf Yomi to kind of look back on and reflect another year of Kabbalah Satorah. Baruch Hashem. Okay, weiter. We have Yevah. We're at the top here of the Mishnah, right? On the Yevah was Daf Mem Aleph. Again, we're in a similar vein, right? Again, Perkei Cholitz, right? Talking about Chalitza, right? And then complications that arose afterwards. So again, the Mishnah says, "Acholitz yivimto v'nasa achiv esachosa v'meis." What happens if a person does Chalitza to his Yevama, right? Again, there are three brothers here, and Reuven passes away, so Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, let's say, for Yibum Chalitza. Shimon does Chalitza. And then, right, Levi marries Mrs. Reuven's sister. Good? Then Levi marries Mrs. Reuven's sister, and then Levi dies. So now, so Shimon gets his Mrs. Reuven's sister, i.e. Levi's wife, i.e. Achus Chalutzaso, right, now falls to him for Yibum. So the Gemara says, Chalitzas v'lo Misya Bemes, Chalitza and Na'ibum. Again, as we learned before, that Achos Chalitza, so, right, Din Derabanan, whenever you're dealing with an Isser Derabanan, so we do Chalitza, but Na'ibum. It's not, as opposed to a Din Daraisa, which we're going to learn right in a second, where you don't know either Ibum, right, or Chalitza, or Chalitza. So that's what the Gemara says as well. V'chein, and so too, which is a weird language, the Gemara will touch upon it, but Hamagar says, Shisto, a person divorces his wife, and also Achiv is Achos of Ameis. If a similar case where a person divorces his wife, and then his brother marries the divorcee's sister, and then he dies, meaning that now the woman falling to this guy for Yibum is his ex-wife's sister. And that's, again, an Isser of Achos Isha, right? The Isser of marrying your wife's sister is regardless of whether you are married to her or not, right? That only disappears after a person's wife passes away. So if a person divorces his wife and she's still alive, and then her sister falls to him for Yibum, so then her Isa Petuta, that's Adin Daraisa, right? That she doesn't need Yibum or Chalitza, she doesn't need anything. As in Isser Ervan, she goes free without anything. Shomeres Yavam, Shekidish Achiv Es Achosa. Now, what about a different case? Let's say the woman is waiting for Yibum, right? That's a Shomeres Yavam. And so she's waiting for Yibum or Chalitza, and Shekidish Achiv Es Achosa. Now, the Yavam's brother does Kiddushin, i.e. the first stage of marriage, right? And the Kiddushin before Nisuin, then Nisuin. She does the first, engaged is a bad translation, but he does Kiddushin with the Yavama's sister. So now you have, let's say, Reuven, Shimon and Levi. Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon for Yibum, and now Levi does Kiddushin with Mrs. Reuven's sister. So what's the problem with that? Because obviously that Levi also had a Zika, also had a connection to Mrs. Reuven, right? Mrs. She falls to Shimon and Levi, right? And they have a Zika. So now, again, like we learned before, right? If you remember, Achos Zikukaso, the Isser of marrying Achos Zikukaso, which Levi's in effect doing, right? He has a Zika to Mrs. Reuven, and then he's doing Kiddushin on Mrs. Reuven's sister. So that's an Isser of Achos Zikukaso, as did Rabban. So the Kiddushin works. The Kiddushin is Chal, meaning you can't do Kiddushin with, let's say, your sister. You can't say, Arei Mekudesh Li to your sister. That's not a halachic concept. It doesn't work halachically. She's not married. You're not married. It's not a thing. But for a Din D'Rabbanan, we're going to say you're not allowed to marry this Din D'Rabbanan, still the Kiddushin is going to work. So Levi's Kiddushin works with Mrs. Reuven's sister. So now what do you do, though, with Shimon? Right? What is he going to do with the Yibum? Right? Because, again, Levi's problem is Achos Zikukaso. Right? So what about Shimon? What about Shimon is not going to do to Mrs. Reuven, because now Mrs. Reuven is now his other brother's wife's sister. Right, that's a problem. So, 1 second, sorry. Right. That's fine. Okay. So what's the deal? So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru. So Amru Lo, we tell. So what's the issue? What do you tell to Shimon? What do you tell the Levi? Right. Again, Hamtein Achiyasa Achichamaisa. Wait until Shimon does what he does. Either Yibum or Chalitza. Right? And then, again, because two brothers are allowed to marry two sisters, it's not a big deal. The question simply is that Levi now is engaged or did Kiddushin with Akko Zukukasa. So the Zika still exists between Mrs. Reuven and Shimon and Levi. And so Levi can't get married until the Zika is dissolved. So Shimon can do whatever he wants. Right? He can do Yibum Mechalitza. And we tell Levi to just pump the brakes over there. Right? And again, the Isser does not necessarily... the Israel of Achazuk Kazu is actually to sleep with her. So after all, we wait till he does, for him to do the Nisuin, right, until the Zika is taken care of. Chalitz la'achiv o'kansa, yichiv sesishto, right? Okay, that once Shimon does, even Chalitzas, then Levi, right, can get married. Mesa Yavama, but let's say the Yavama dies. If the Yavama dies, if Mrs. Reuven dies, so then obviously Yichno Sezishto, and then the Zika is dissolved, and Levi can marry his wife. But Mesi Yafam, but if Shimon dies, and now Levi is both has a Zika to Mrs. Reuven and has Kiddushin to Mrs. Reuven's sister, so then he's stuck. So what does he do? Yotze Sezishto, Baget, Ve'esh Yisachi Ve'chalitza. He has to get rid of, right, his wife, because he's not allowed to stay married to her, and he has to get rid of the Zika, right, with Mrs. Reuven. So Gemara says again, if you remember, we said before that what's my vechein? What we said before, we had two cases in the Mishnah, right? If you remember, if you had a chodz levimto, and then you had megarish esishto, right? In both of those cases, where the brother is going to marry the sister of the woman in question. So the first case was a dindar rabbanan. We said you do chalitza, not yibum. That was achos chalitzaso. And the second one is achos isha, right? That's a disut araisa. The Mishnah had said v'chein, right? So too, implying that they are the same. So the Gemara says, yeah, ema aval magarish, right? Don't say v'chein, but say aval, right? Okay, so Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Kan Shana Rebbe, and this is what Rebbe taught us, right, that achos gerusha v'dimitara, achos chalutza v'dimitara, that's exactly right, the difference that we enunciated there. That's what Rebbe taught us. That the first case, well, it's even though he says it's backwards, but the first case is an Isser achos chalutza, so that's a dindar rabbanan, but an achos isha, achos, even if the woman is divorced, that's still an Isser d'Beitera, and that's why there's a difference of halacha in those cases. Shemar's Yavam Shekidesh. Again, a woman is waiting for Yibum, and the brother, right, Levi, marries Mrs. Reuven's sister. So, and that's, you know, that's who we follow. Again, he says that we tell him to wait until Shimon does either Yibum or Chalitza, and then the Zika is dissolved. Let's say... Now again, Levi did Kiddushin with Mrs. Reuven's sister. Now let's say Mrs. Reuven's sister dies, right, before Shimon does Yibum or Chalitza. So what about, right, so what do we do? Is Levi allowed to then marry, right, the Mrs. Reuven? I mean, do we say that since, right, Mrs. Reuven's sister died, so Levi's wife died, so then the Isser of Achos Isha is gone. Or do we say that, no, once she was ushered to him, right, again, Levi was not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven. Well, was not allowed to do Yibum and or Chalitza Mrs. Reuven. Really, Yibum is the issue here. Levi was not allowed to do Yibum and Mrs. Reuven because he was married to Mrs. Reuven's sister. So do we say maybe, right, if you remember what we had before, maybe if she was ushered once, right, maybe she is still ushered to him, even though, right, technically the Isser of Achos Isha is gone because, right, her sister, Mrs. Reuven's sister, died. So Rav Rabbi Hanina, Damit Ravayo, right, Mesa Ishto, Motra Biavimto, Ushmul, Rav Ravasi, Damit Ravayo, Mesa Ishto, Usher Biavimto. Right, so my focus between Rav and Rabbi Hanina on the one hand, and right, Shmuel and Ravasi on the other hand, right, the former say it's Motra, the latter say it's Usher. I'm a Rav, my time with the Rav, why does Rav say that it's Motra? Mishon Davi, Yavam, Mishon Truv, and Esher, Bechazer, Bechazer. Again, because she was Mutter, right, at some point, again, at the beginning, when Reuven died, so Levi could have done Yibum, so, but then Levi was Mekadesh, her sister, so then she became Aser, and then when Levi's sister, when Mrs. Reuven's sister died, so then she became Mutter again, so therefore, Tachzor, the Tera Rishon, she goes back, right, to her original, Heter. So, Masa Rav Nuna says, one second, right, if you remember, we had before, Shlosha Achen, we have three brothers, as we've been saying, Rishnaim, Yisun, Lishnei Achayos, right, two brothers are married to two sisters, the Echa Mufta, the third one is married to nobody, right, meaning, that, if you remember, that was that Mishnah that said he was, right, because it ended off, right, saying that, he can't marry anybody, right, what was it, I forget already, but it's sad because he ends up by himself. Right, so what? It was amazing. Echad mi bailei achayos was a bamufne maimer. If Mrs. Reuven dies and Levi does maimer, Then Shimon dies, and then so now again there's Mimer to Mrs. Reuven, and Mrs. Shimon is also waiting for Yibo Mechalitza, but she is Acho Zekukaso. So Achagach Mesa Ishto Achrav, and then Shimon's wife died. Meaning Mrs. Reuven is now only the one available, the woman that Levi did Mimer to, right? And then the Isser of Acho Zekukaso doesn't exist because Mrs. Reuven passed away already. So you say that Levi does chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, right? And because again she was usher, right? When she was achuz zegukaso, even though now she's mother. Didn't we say that once someone is mother, then is usher, then they're mother again? Then you can marry them. So Rav Ishtek Rav was quiet. But after Rav Amnuna left, so then Amar, then Rav said, Rabbi Elazar, right? If you remember, this Rabbi Elazar Shita. So Amar came and Shamda Alav Shah Achas Be Isser, right? Nasra Alav Alamis. So he's the one who says that once there's any type of Isser, for a moment, she's always answered him. So Hada Amar, then Rav thought, well, Imer Damar Rabbi Elazar, Hei Chadul of Chazi Vishas Nafila. Well, Rabbi Elazar, maybe he only holds that that's true when she initially fell for Yivam. That she was usher, but here the chazi b'shas nefila, but she was actually mutter for Levi to marry the shas nefila. Right? When Reuven initially died, Levi could have married her. So me Amr, so maybe Rabbi Elazar doesn't say that she doesn't go back to being usher. She doesn't go back to being mutter. That her isser exists forever. Maybe he would agree that we go back to the original heter, that chazra leheter rishon. So Ado Amr, then Rav said no. And now, actually, it is true that Rabbi Elazar would agree in that case. I mean, he would not agree in that case. Rabbi Elazar would still keep his shita and say that she would still be usher. And Vatanya, we have a price that Rabbi Elazar, Omar Basi, even told Mutter Beishto. That again, if Yevon passes away, so then he's allowed to marry, right, his wife. Meaning, again, because when the Achos Zukukaso passes away, so then there's no Isser Achos Zukukaso because she died already. But Mesa Ishto, if he dies, if she dies, then Osiyavam Echotz Avolis Misiyavemes, and then you have to do Chalitza. Again, Rabbi Elazar, right, is holding like Shmuel and Ravasi, right, then again, that since there was a Shas Isser, so now she's Isser Olam, she's Osir forever. So Gemara says, okay, but that works out in a different way, because Lema Shmuel Ravasi Demeker Rabbi Elazar. Maybe it's a Machlokas Tanai. Right, forget that. So if maybe it's Rabbi Elazar versus the Chachamim, and it's the same shit Machlokas. So Gemara says, no, Filu Temu Kerabonin. You could even say that Shmuel and Ravasi, right, are holding like the Rabbanan over there. They say that Chazer Leiter Rishona, because Ad Karmel Kamifkli Rabbanan Aled Rabbi Elazar Ela Mishum Dimenefilu Leilach Lo Mitzar Alayim. But maybe, because they would argue that the Chachamim only disagree with Rabbi Elazar and say that the woman, that the Chazer Leter Rishona, that she goes back to being mutter, that because at the time when she fell for Yibum, right, she was not Aser. I mean, what was the case over there? Right, if you remember, right, Yavama was divorced, and then her husband, right, then Reuven remarried her, and then she passed away. And then he passed away. So then she fell for Yibum. So again, so the Isser, right, in that case, right, was when they were divorced. I mean, there's no shaychas, right? Again, there's no shaychas whatsoever, right, to Yibum whatsoever when the wife is divorced from the husband. Meaning, to, only when you're saying that the Isser, when you're saying that an Isser, when you're saying that the woman is usher at one point, is always usher, right, so that is only, right, if there was an Isser in terms of Yibum, right, not because but there was a divorce in that case. Right, so Aval Hacha, but over here the Itzer, over here when she was usher, right, at the time when she fell for Yibum, not even though it wasn't initially, but she eventually became usher to them. So then I feel that Rav and Modu, so Shmuel and Ravasi would agree that Chachamim, right, are masking to Rabbi Elazar that she would be usher. Olam is that if there was one moment when she was shayach to have Yibum, that she was usher, so that she would be always usher, even if that Isser disappeared. Okay, that was the more complicated part of the daf, and now we get a little bit more straightforward. A halacha that we mentioned several times before, and that is the halacha of waiting 3 months before changing, before a woman changed her marital status. Right after Rechmon Tzlan, either there was her husband passed away, or there was divorce, etc. Hayavama lo tachlos vol tisyabim ad sheyesh la shlosha chodashim. Right, a woman, right, we mentioned before, you shouldn't do yibum chalitza until 3 months after the death of a woman's husband, Again, we were concerned about that she is pregnant, and we want to make sure that the yichus is fine. V'chein kol shar noshim lo yizarzu v'lo yinasu v'ayat shiyu lahen shlosha padashim. Right, again, it's in all other women who change their marital status, they get divorced, their husband dies, whatever, you gotta wait 3 months. Echa besulos, echa beulos, echa gerushos, echa almanos, echa nesulos, echa zarusos. Right, whether they're virgins or not, whether they're divorced, whether their husband died, right, or whether they're, whichever stage of marriage there was, right, regardless of whether it was nisuin or erusin, right, or the first stage or second stage, you gotta wait 3 months. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what do you mean? The concern here is pregnancy. Right, when you have an issue of pregnancy, after she's fully married, after nisuin. So therefore, hanisuos, the women who are married completely, is arsu, are allowed to get engaged, i.e. they're allowed to do the first stage of kiddushin within the 3 months, right, because there's no issue of bia, again, assuming we're not doing kiddushin with bia, obviously. V'haruzos, and the women who are only engaged with erusin, with kiddushin, so they, they can get married, there's no issue, right, of potential pregnancy or potential paternal problems. Chutz, except one exception is, we know Arusa Shabbi Yehuda, Mepesh Libu Gaspa, because the brides in Yehuda, right, again, because it was the custom of the people in Yehuda that to get to know each other, right, the husband and the wife would kind of have some sort of yichud, or they would hang out in the father-in-law's house, and were nervous that perhaps there was a bia in that scenario. Rabbi Yossi says, "Call the Nashim Yisarsu Chutz Min Alamana." That actually, every woman can start Erusin, can start do the Kiddushin, do the first step of marriage, except for an Almana. Why is that? Not because of pregnancy, but Mipnei HaEvil, because she's an Avil and Avil. Right? She's mourning her husband. She has a month of mourning. So after a month, right, she doesn't have to wait 3 months, but she has to wait 1 month because the Avelus. Right, so that's a technical issue, but again, she does not have to wait the 3 months, she has to wait that 1 month. So Gemara says, Bishlam alotis yabim shema yevlad ben kayama. So Gemara says, initially, I understand why you can't do yibum, right, within 3 months, because, right, maybe, first of all, right, forget the parental issues that I mentioned before, right, let's say the woman is pregnant. So then, not only is there no mitzvah to do yibum, right, there's an issue of eshizach. Right, because again, Yibum is only in the case where Yibum is Chal, when they had no children, does the Isser of Eshazach, of a brother's wife, disappear. But if they had children, and the guy was never Chayv to do Yibum, so that's Isser Kares, so you're sleeping with your brother's wife. So, right, so that's a big problem. So that's really the issue. Or one of the issues, at least, by Yibum Chalitza. Right, Elo lo tech lo tamay, but what's the problem? Why can't you do Chalitza? If a brother knows he's not doing Chalitza, he's not doing Yibum, and he wants to do Chalitza, what's the difference? Maybe this is against Rabbi Yochanan, right? Remember, we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, right? Whether if someone does Yibum, well, really Chalitza, we had machlokes by both, if I'm not mistaken, but let's say by Chalitza, whether that's a good Chalitza if the woman is pregnant. Right, so like, maybe this is against that, because we see, right, that the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do Chalitza in 3 months, because if, what's the possibility? What's the concern? So maybe we're concerned that it's not a good chalitza, if that's against Rabbi Yochanan. So Kamar says, well, v'lav mi osuvini the Rabbi Yochanan chalizimna. Kamar says, well, we already got rid of Rabbi Yochanan. Now you're just rubbing it in. So lemi mehat to have it nami tavi tiyufta. Well, okay, but maybe this should also be a tiyufta, as Rashi says, because if you get rid of the first proof against him, somehow you can use this one. So Kamar says, no, this is not actually against Rabbi Yochanan. This is nothing to do with chalitza being good or not good when she's pregnant. Because Hakohen and Taima Shem Yevlad Ben Kayama Vnimtzis Atamatzricha Lechruz Lekohuna. Right, concern we had before, if you remember, if for whatever reason, if there is a pregnancy and there is a child who's legit, so then everybody will have to announce that the chalitza was no good, and i.e. she is now allowed again to marry a kohen, right? A chalutza is not allowed to marry a kohen, but if you have to announce and say, everybody, hey, there was the chalutza that we did was not actually legit, and therefore she's allowed to marry a kohen. So the Gemara says, okay, but it's real, so who cares? So Gemara says, yeah, well, Dilma ike da have ba chalutza v'la v'achraza u'mifsula v'minakuna. Well, maybe people won't hear the announcement, right? And they'll say she's possible to marry a kohen. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, tena chalmona. That only works, right? And we had a bunch of cases in the Mishnah. That works by an almana, right? Your husband passed away, right? You have Yibum Chalitza issues. But Gerusha, Michael Amimer, well, what's the problem with a Gerusha? Right, if a woman, and this doesn't mean a woman was divorced and then fell to Yibum Chalitza, because that's not a thing. But it means that a woman was divorced And then she got married again, and then her husband died, and now she's falls to Yibam Mechalitza. Right? Again, she was already divorced, meaning she's already puzzle to Kahuna, because she's not allowed to marry a Grusha. So if there's no issue of puzzling her to Kahuna, so why can't you do Chalitza within the 3 months? Why are you making her wait? Because she's not going to get money. Now, mazonos obviously means food, but here it means financial support, financial bearing, financial getting taken care of. Again, there's 3 months that the woman gets, as we'll see in a second, 3 months that the woman gets supported from her dead husband's money. And if you do chalitza right away, so then, right, that's gone, right? That dissolves. So we want to make sure that she's taken care of for those 3 months. So Gemara says, okay, Tenach Nesua. That is only true if the woman was fully married to her husband. But Arusa, but if she was just engaged, meaning if she just did the first step of Erisin, right, or Gerusha, or a woman, she was divorced, meaning she was previously divorced, right, and then she was just Erisin, and she just did Erisin, Michael Amar, meaning since she's a Gerusha from her previous husband, there's no problem with Kahuna. Since she's an Arusa, she doesn't get supported from her dead husband's money. So what's the problem? So why can't that type of woman do chalitza within the 3 months? So Gemara says, you're right. Really, because we're concerned with the following. Tanya, because we learned that Raisa, Maisa Bata Becha, Shebalef Ne Rabbi Yossi, Amalo, somebody asked the Shaila Rabbi Yossi, he said, Ma'o Lechlitz B'toch Shlosha. Can you do chalitza within 3 months? So Amalo, so Lo Tachlitz, he said, nope. So then the guy asked him, Tachlitz Mabaka, who cares? Why not? So Karolav Mikrozer. So Rabbi Yossi said, check out this pasuk. So in lo yachpots, right? Again, that's the pasuk by chalitza. If the person doesn't want to do yibum, he does chalitza. So ha im chefet, meaning implying that ha im chefet yavam yabim, not yavam, yeah yabim. If he wants to do chalitza, he can do yibum. So kol ha'olam. And meaning, long story short, he told him that Yibum and Chalitza are tied together. That you have to have a possibility for Yibum at the time when you do Chalitza. And Chalitza only comes if you didn't want to do Yibum. If you can't do Yibum because of the concern we had before, right? Because of the Eishes Ach, etc., the Isser Daraisa. So therefore, you can't do Chalitza at the exact same time because it is basically right two sides of the same coin as we've been seeing for the same time, for some time. Masiv Rav Chanina asked the following question. Gemara, if you remember, we had before, I'm not sure. Anyway, the Brisa says, Sfeikos choltos volomus yavos, if you have a safek or you do chalitza na yibum. Now, the Gemara says, my sfeikos, what is that? What are you talking about? Ilema safi kiddushin. If you tell me we're not sure if these people were actually married, so my little misyamos, why can't I do yivam? Tisyamim v'emekaklum. Let her do yivam, and it's no big deal. Now, why is it not a big deal? Let's say they weren't married. Okay, so then great. So then he's now marrying this woman who was never married to her brother, to his brother. Right, mimarushach. Right, if he does yivam and he sleeps with her, so then great. And if she was actually married to her brother and he died, to his brother and they died, so okay, so he's doing Yibum. If she wasn't married to him, so then okay, so they're doing Kiddushin. It's the first stage. Where they're going to get a new marriage. So it says, Allah safi kiddush achas mishtei achayos. Apparently, what's the safi? I mean, so that can't be the case of safik because it's fine. What's the problem with doing Yibum in that case? So rather, it must be a case where a guy did Kiddushin with one out of two women who are sisters, one out of two sisters, and he's not sure which one it is. So obviously, you can't do even to either one because it's either the other one is going to be Achos Ziguga. So, and you see, we do Chalitza. As again, you can't do Yibam there, but you do Chalitza. So you see that Chalitza and Yibam are not tied. You don't necessarily need to have the possibility of Yibum in order to do Chalitza. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Hachi Hashta, that's not like a comp. That's not like a comparison. Quite awesome, right? In that case we just said in the two sisters, right? But if somehow we would figure out which one this brother married, so then you could do Yibum and Chalitza. You're just missing information. Right? The woman technically is shayach to do. Right, Yibam Chalitza, we just don't know which one. So Bahakab over here, right, if Eliyahu v'yomer d'halo Ibra, if Eliyahu would show up and say this woman's not pregnant, we're not going to allow this woman to do Yibam within the first 3 months, right? If Eliyahu would just tell you she's not pregnant, by the way, right? Still not, we're not going to do Yibam. Because at the time of the love, bas I abrehi, afilu hachetz yuklam to shloshu kadashim. Because you have a ketana, right? What do we say? It's a case of a ketana who has to wait 3 months. She can't become pregnant, right? So it's not necessarily related to pregnancy whatsoever, right? So that she's not shaykh to do Yibam. That's the concept. Right, that's, she's not shaykh over here to Yibam. That case over there by the suffix, but you didn't know which one you married. There could be Yibam, we just are missing information. Here, a woman's not shaykh to do Yibam within the first 3 months. It's not necessarily, irrespective of the fact of whether she can have a child or not. Right, again, that there's based on the pasuk that we said before. Okay. One second, sorry. Okay, let's just go from to the next Tanarabban, and then the Rebbeisa. Yivama shlosha chadashim ha'ishanim nizonis mishalbal, mekan ve'elach, eni nizonis lo mishalbal, lo mishal yobam. What do we do with this woman after her husband passes away, rechmona l'tzlan? So for the first 3 months, she gets taken care of from the estate, or the inheritance of her husband, who passed away. But afterwards, right, 3 months on, then she's toast. Then she doesn't get anything, right, not from either the yavam or the husband. Amad bedin, let's say that they went, right, she took him to Bezin, right, because again, the yavam didn't want to do anything. Who barach, and then he ran away, so then he's on this Mishal yavam, then we make sure, right, that he supports her afterwards, where we take the money from the yavam. So nafal lefne yavam katan, what about, let's say the yavam is a katan, right? So what are we supposed to do then? Right? Because again, theoretically, he can't support her. So miyavam lesle mibal mai, meaning she obviously is not going to get money from a 6-year-old or 8-year-old, whatever it is. So, but what about me? Do we keep on the support? Do we keep on the faucet? Right, to make sure that she gets taken care of. So pligi bar Rav Acha, Ravina chadam or islay v'chadam or lesle. Right, again, machlokas. Rav Acha for Ravina. Vehilchaza, and the halacha is that lesle, that she does not get money from the husband's estate, from the money from the inheritance. Mishamaya kansua, because the kosh baruch, right? It's not the husband's fault, right? It's the kosh baruch who did it. Right? Mishka, a similar phrase, mishamaya karatfile. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, unfortunately, did a knas, right? He was the one who put her in this situation. And we're not going to take the money away from, let's say, the inheritors of the husband. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol, we'll go vayt from the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a good Moed, a good Yom Tif. Not a good Yom Tif, really. Chag Sameach. And we'll go vayt from the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.